Have you ever thought about how unique God makes each one of us? If you have more than one child, you know that even though they have the same parents, they can be completely different children. Today is going to be a very special episode. This is my first episode with a guest, and I don't believe in coincidences. I believe God weaves our lives together for His glory. Let me tell you the backstory. The first six episodes of this podcast, we have spent a lot of time learning about your unique combination of skills, strengths, passions, and personality, discovering who you are and how God wired you, and how God wired you uniquely is such an important step in our work from home journey. The first stop on this journey is to find your unique design, your skills, strengths, passions, and personality. I had only planned to do one episode on this stop, but finding your unique design has turned into six episodes. I wanted to conclude the series with a devotional about appreciating the awesomeness of God and how He designed each one of us uniquely. I started to do a personal study about God's unique design. And of course, I Googled Bible verses about it. A blog came up, and it was called Be Unique, 15 Verses About God's Design. Thought this is perfect. I was taking notes for my podcast. I got to the end of the article and I saw the author's name, Heather Chapman. I couldn't believe it. I knew Heather. We had met in a blogging group several years ago. So I reached out to Heather. I knew that this was from the Lord. Although we have never met each other face to face, I have followed her and we have chatted about homesteading over the years. We even live in the same state. So today, I want to introduce you to Heather Chapman. Heather has a website called Lessons from Home. She is the loving mother of five children, a homeschool mom, and she loves all things chocolate. At Lessons for Home, she shares her parenting journey along with the lessons God teaches her as she follows Him wherever He leads her. She also talks about healing from the loss, which is a major part of her story, as her family walked through the dark path of grief after losing her beautiful 8-year-old daughter. Listen in to today's interview where Heather and I talk about God's unique design for each of us. You are not going to want to miss it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Heather. I am so thankful that you are here with us today. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. Let's see, I am a mom of five kids, four boys and a girl. I've been married for 18 years. We just had our anniversary. I live on Homestead in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, where the winters are longer than the summers. I enjoy writing, I enjoy gardening. We're a pretty active family. We enjoy hiking and camping. It's stuff like that.
Great. I didn't realize that we had so many similarities in our story. I have five children too, four boys and a girl. I
Oh,
also
really?
live in Wisconsin, yes, and we both homeschool our children, but I think we probably live about as far away in Wisconsin as you can live from each other because I live in the lower southwest corner and I think you live in the upper northeast corner, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it's just neat that we have so many things in common. We also live on a homestead too. Tell me a little bit about your animals. I can't go on without talking about farm animals.
So we have chickens and pigs. We have one lone duck. We tried ducks several times, and that just wasn't our thing. So we have one lone duck who thinks he's a chicken and hangs out with the chickens. My oldest son loves taking care of the hens. They've become pets to him. He even has a super friendly rooster that he walks around with that cuddles up to him. I personally really enjoy pigs. I think they're very smart animals. At least one litter of piglets born every year, and some we raise for other people, mostly for our own meat. But they're just a super brilliant animal. They're very much like a dog. They're very trainable. They're very smart. They know their name. So we just have the chickens, the duck, the pigs, and then barn cats. And I have we have a faithful lab, yellow lab she is, that's been with us for a long time, and she's kind of like my favorite. She hangs out with me mostly, and we just kind of enjoy hanging out together. She's getting older now, so she's slowing down quite a bit, but whenever I go outside, she's right there with me, and I take her on walks because I get a little afraid of wild animals sometimes, so I always have her on walks with me. And
That is awesome. We've only raised pigs once, and I was actually kind of scared of them. I was afraid that they were going to eat me. My son wants to raise pigs again this summer, so maybe I'll be calling you for some advice on that.
you really have to like get to know them. They tend to
Yes.
be, I heard someone say once that they're the least likely to warm up to you, but that's because they are so smart of the farm animals. But once you win them over, they're like dogs.
Tell me a little bit about your work from home business.
I know you're referring to the blog, but if we could just like back up a few years before the blog, I feel like I did like babysitting in the early days when my kids were little, and that worked out really well having little kids because I was so in the baby zone. You're changing one baby's diaper, you might as well change three baby's diapers, and so I did that in the beginning, and then after I had my fourth one, we moved. That's when we moved out to the country, and it just wasn't practical to babysit out here. So then I kind of wandered. I totally embraced the motherhood concept, and I was like, well, that's definitely enough. I don't need to work. But I was always looking for ways to save us money or pulling in an income. But I felt like my way of contributing to the finances was just being super wise with our money. So I was shopping clearance, racks and garage sales, and I learned how to cook from scratch. And that was a learning curve for me. That is still a work in progress. I tried like the whole couponing thing, which I never was very good at. Truth be told, I don't know what I did wrong, but there's these women out there that will save thousands of dollars of coupons. It just wasn't me, but I was always trying, and that's how I felt I was contributing to the financing. And then I got this idea about 6.5 years ago. I'm going to start a blog, and my family's like, okay, whatever, And I think blogging has changed over the years. It's way more popular now than it was even 6.5 years ago. But I was like, I want to kind of like talk about all the lessons I've learned over the last 5 or 6 years. I feel like I learned a lot of things the hard way, and I would have loved to have someone sit down with me back in the early days and say, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. And I thought if I could just share some of my experiences, it would help people with their own experiences. And so I called the blog Lessons from Home because they were lessons that I learned in homeschooling, homesteading, and parenting. I was just figuring all of that out. And the whole technology behind it was a learning curve for me too. So I feel like it took me a long time to get the website set up. And the content, writing content was easy for me. I really enjoy writing. And I had done some writing previously for some homeschool magazines. So I felt confident writing. I didn't feel so confident in the tech stuff, setting up the website. I did it, was kind of figuring it out. That would have been, I would say that was like the summer of 2017. And then there was an accident and we lost my daughter. I hadn't actually like published the blog yet. And so I was just kind of plunged into obviously a really dark time, really dark. And it was sudden, very sudden. Like there was no leading up to it. It was a terrible accident and she was gone. So then I didn't think about the blog at all. I was just in survival mode, and I really felt God was putting on my heart, you need to write about this. And I was like, how? That's when I realized that the blog was meant to be more than just homeschooling, homesteading, and parenting. It was actually intended to be about faith. And so I used the blog the first year. Let's see, she passed away in August, and I think I published the blog in November or December. And I used that first year just to write about grief. It was extremely healing for me. It was a way for people in my family, people in the community to know how we were doing without like asking, how are you? Because that's a very weighted question for someone who has lost someone. How are you? Well, of course, I'm not doing well. You
Right.
know, that's how I used it. And then once I started to heal and time passed, and I realized that I so enjoyed writing about how God helped me and what he was teaching me that I needed to go completely in the faith direction. And I wrote on and off. I wrote about homeschooling and parenting, and I continued with the grief topic. But the more I got into it, the more I realized that faith is really where I was meant to be. Through all these years now, it's kind of transitioned to more of helping other parents to grow their faith so that they in turn can raise strong children of faith. So I try to create products like devotionals and coloring pages, word finds, bingo games I have, just so that kids are absorbing the word of God in a fun way, in a way that will stick with them. And I do believe that in order to grow strong men and women of faith, we have to be strong in faith ourselves. And so I try to nurture both the mother and the child and provide the resources for both.
I love that so much because we need Christians in the cyber world and encouraging moms and children both. Tell me a little bit more about the products that you sell.
Actually, most of the products have come out because of a need for me and my own kids. So whatever, like, okay, we are having a lot of fighting going on in this household. I am going to look up Bible verses about loving one another and getting along with one another. And so I will make like Bible reading plans and coloring pages. And so most of the products have come from a desire to help my kids in one area or another. And my most popular product is a 1 Corinthians 13 bingo game. And so I took that. It's very popular around Valentine's Day. And so I just kind of broke down the verses themselves and like in the different squares, but what they would mean also. And so that sells really well. I have one for fruits of the spirit, and I have a blog posts for the fruits of the spirit. I have a bingo game, and it breaks it down for children, younger children, and then explanation for older children as well. So, and then what I found with my family, because there's a 9 year gap, age gap between the oldest and the youngest, it's, you know, I'm having a conversation with the oldest about the fruits of the spirit and what that really means. And then the youngest is bored out of his mind. So I try to always have coloring pages to go along with everything. So at the very least, they're coloring and listening while you're having more in-depth discussions with the older kids.
So let me ask you this. Were you able to take the work from home personality quiz that I offer on my website? Did you do that?
I did not know.
Okay, because just from talking to you, I think you're a combination of like a digital Deborah. You like to do the online blog and you're talking to parents, but then you also have this creative Chloe aspect of you where you like to create these coloring pages and games for kids. Does that sound like a pretty accurate description of you?
It does, yes. I say it's my creative outlet. I need to do something, and I'm not super crafty. Like, I'm not one to paint or even bake beautiful desserts or whatever, you know? So, this
Right.
is kind of my way of expressing myself. But yeah, when I was listening to all of your different people, I loved Digital Deborah. I just loved the way you worded that was so much fun.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I would say I'm a digital Deborah with some Serving Sarah tendencies
Yeah.
because that's how I have funded my business where I've gotten today is by serving others. And I do really especially enjoy serving the seniors. Talking about our uniqueness, as I mentioned in the introduction, I went to Google and I looked for devotionals about uniqueness and I found this really great article and I'm reading it and I was like, oh, I'm taking notes. I'm like, oh, I'll talk about all this in my episode. And then I get to the bottom of your blog post and it was written by you, but I don't think it was on your website. It was on like a Christian women's website. And I was like, Heather wrote this. I'm just going to ask her if she wants to be on my podcast. And so that's how we got together today. But could you just talk to us about helping women find their uniqueness?
Yes. And I I think it's interesting that you found that blog post because when you had contacted me, I'm like, I wrote a blog post about uniqueness. And then once I went back to it, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. And I remember really researching Bible verses about who we are to God. And I feel like because we sometimes might feel lost, lost in a group of people. God has so many people on earth, how do I stand out and how do I be me and how am I different than everybody else? And I had heard a quote once that said, when God created the earth, he spake it into existence. But when he created man, he breathed into him. And just that, in my mind, just that act of breathing into man makes us intimate and personal to God. And the Bible is full of verses that talk about you knew me in my mother's womb, or God saying, like to Jeremiah, I called you before you were even born. And so when you think about that, God purposely created you and that he doesn't make mistakes. So you are exactly the way he wanted you to be. Granted, we have to be. Because of our sinful nature, he has to work with us and he has to prove our hearts and help us to grow spiritually. I mean, you aren't born full of faith, all that takes time. But the fact that he wants you to have that relationship with him and he wants you to explore the beautiful way that he made you is something that we don't think about often enough. And I think we'd be much less afraid to be ourselves if we were walking around saying to ourselves, God made me this way on purpose. So I don't know if that
Absolutely.
answered your question. I don't remember what your question
Yes.
was.
No, that was a great answer. And don't you think also, I mean, you think about God and his creative design. When I was doing the research for this, I found no two grains of sand are alike. No two snowflakes are alike. For our human mind, that is completely, like, we can't even comprehend that. And so to think that, like you said, those things he's spoke into existence, but yet he breathed us into existence. So how much more uniqueness there is in a human being than there is, in the other things that he created. So I love what you said so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jesus even says the very hair of your head are numbered. So if God knows that intimate information about you, does that make you feel good?
Absolutely. I did that with my children when they were little. I said, I used that verse and then I said, well, what, let's count your hairs. And, so they're little kids trying to count their hairs. I'm like, Mom, I can't do it. And,
Right.
that's how much God loves us. He knows every hair on our head.
Right, exactly.
So when we talk about uniqueness and when it comes to women finding their work from home journey, what are some of the things that you think they struggle with?
I think the biggest thing women struggle with is comparing ourselves to other people. I think that we don't always look into ourselves and appreciate our own strengths and gifts and talents, or maybe we don't even see them as gifts and talents because we're so busy looking at other people. And I don't know if society teaches us that, girls are supposed to look a certain way and be a certain weight, or we're supposed to be smart and not pretty, or we're supposed to be smart as men, but we're never taught to just be us. The message out there is not look inside and celebrate that God made you that way and then go on and pursue those strengths. So I think that we're just naturally inclined to say, well, I can't do that job because I couldn't possibly do it as well as so and so, or I can't speak as well as so and so, or I'm not as talented and whatever direction you're going. But I think that is our greatest stumbling block. So if we only focused on how God created us and the strengths that he gives us, then we wouldn't be so afraid to launch out and act on those things. And then we would be fulfilling who we really are.
I love that so much. And I think also, I think you're old enough and I'm old enough to remember before social media. And I think I can just remember being in high school. I went to a public high school. I didn't get saved until I was in my 20s. I just remember like Mean Girls and comparing myself to my friends and how much more that is now that we have social media, whereas you're not only comparing yourself to your classmates, but you're comparing yourself to, how do I put it, Photoshopped women on the internet.
Absolutely. And I think that we tend to give the world a less perfect view or a more perfect view of us than we really are. And so that's how we're judging everybody we see. Oh, well, she's such a great mom because she does this, this, and this, but you didn't hear her, mess up and have to apologize to her kids because she yelled at them or something. And I actually received a Christmas card from a particular friend, and her Christmas card is absolutely beautiful. It is perfect. Like when you look at that card, they are the perfect family. And I have a choice there. I could be like, oh my goodness, we are not the perfect family, and then feel bad about it. Or I could just be, that's wonderful that they took such a great picture and they're all picture perfect and beautiful. When you want to launch out into something like a home business, those fears of I'm not as good as can really stop you when you don't really know the whole truth. You don't know how long they struggled or how many times they messed up. I really enjoy gardening. People will say to me, well, I don't have a green thumb like you. Do you have any idea how many plants I've killed? Like I have killed so many plants over the years, but no one sees that. They just see the produce that comes out of it, but they don't know how many times I messed up. So,
Absolutely.
yes, you have to know that there's more to it than what you see.
That's for sure. So, what advice would you give a woman who's trying to find her uniqueness? First of all, find her uniqueness in general. And then, secondly, find it as she's called to stay home and work from home.
Okay, so I think the first thing I would say to do is to pray about it. Is the more you're looking inside yourself and seeking God on how He created you unique and how He created you special and what strengths and talents He gave you, I think that would be your first step. And then as you get closer to Him, He's going to provide more opportunities for you and more direction to you. And then I think just be super honest with yourself. If you don't be afraid to be honest with yourself. Yes, I'm good at this. No, I'm not good at that. Yes, I have time for this. No, I don't have time for this. And you have to be very realistic because oftentimes in our mind, we're like, oh, well, the kids nap from this time to this time. Oh, I could get all this stuff done. But once they go down from a nap for their nap, then suddenly you're doing the laundry and hurrying up and doing dishes. And then you find you only have 20 minutes to do what you want before everybody's asking for a snack. You just have to be very honest with yourself about what you are able to do and what your time frame is, what your strengths are, and then be prepared to meet your weaknesses too. I'm not good at time management. I need someone to help me manage my time so that I can have my own business and it can be productive. Or I can't say no when people ask me to help them. That's a problem for me. I can't say no, so rather than saying, no, I work from this time to this time, I'm like, oh yeah, sure. And then I'm falling asleep trying to work later after the kids are in bed. And then just beware of opportunities that come your way. Some opportunities are perfect for you and then others are not. And once you put yourself out there, the opportunities will come. But again, you have to go back to that moment where you were very honest with yourself and say, no, I don't have time for that. Or yes, this is right up my alley. This will work perfectly, because I already have discovered what my strengths are and what I can do.
Yes, all great advice. What encouragement would you give to a mom who's just starting out on her work from home journey?
So, I don't have anything specifically about working, but I do have a lot of stuff about stepping out on faith, not being afraid, even not letting what other people think of you hold you back. I have those kinds of things. I have a lot about anxiety because we all have face anxiety in different areas. And you are trying to start something new. You might be anxious about, should I do this or not? What if people don't jump at this? What if I fail? And I do have a lot of blog posts about pushing through that kind of thing.
Yes, great. And you mentioned a little bit about when you find the time to do your work from home. What advice could you give other moms about time management or different ways you can sneak in time to work on your business when you're a busy mom at home with many children?
I would definitely say early on, set your boundaries. You need to treat your work from home as a business. And I think because we're always 24 hours a day in mom mode, we sometimes put our businesses aside so we can meet the needs of the household, which we are supposed to meet the needs of the household, but more times than not, they can watch a show for a little while. They can sit by themselves when they eat a snack. Quiet time if your kids are beyond napping. They play quietly. They let you do your thing. And when you set those boundaries and you make sure everyone in the family understands those boundaries and you're not going to jump up and meet someone's need immediately during those periods of time, they do get used to that. And I have found that has been the most difficult thing for me that I wish I had done right from the beginning is set those boundaries.
Yeah, I love everything you said there too, because not only does quiet time teach your children to relax and have a rest time during the day, but it also teaches them discipline. We need to discipline ourselves to do certain things in life. Mom is not there just to be your servant. You need to be able to learn how to entertain yourself. So I love that part so much. And the second thing that I love that you said is that treating your work endeavors as a business. I know when I first started out, I really struggled with that, and it always got put on the back shelf. There was always another load of laundry to do, or I could clean the house or go take my children somewhere, and I did not make it a business. So I think that is a great piece of advice for moms, is to treat it like a business. You have to put in the time and the work if you want to be successful working from home.
And then, when you tell your kids too, I notice there's a big difference when I'm just sitting on my computer and they think, oh, I'm just messing around on the computer, versus if I say, I am working right now. And then they're suddenly like, oh, that's work, and they're more respectful of that. So label it what it is, set those boundaries.
Yes, absolutely. I've had such a great time talking to you today, and you have given us so many nuggets of truth from God's word and such great advice for moms who are wanting to work from home. Do you have any parting words or parting advice?
I think I would say just do it. If you feel like you can help your family, if you feel like God is putting it on your heart, don't sit and think about it. Just you go ahead and do it.
That is such great advice, because I think we can get stuck in an analysis paralysis and think about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but yet we never take the steps to do it. I know with this is like my third business that I've done online, becoming a Christian coach, and I struggled with perfectionism in my last two businesses. So now I'm just like, I'm just going to do it messy. It's not going to be perfect at the beginning, but I know that the women out there listening, they're not perfect either. And I just want to be the imperfect role model for other women to say, hey, you can do this no matter if you're not perfect, because none of us are perfect, but we are unique, right? God gave us each uniqueness.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Heather. I'm going to put in the show notes your website. And she talked about a lot of great bingo games and some coloring pages and devotionals that she has on her website. I would love it if you would go over to her website and take a look and support another Christian mom who's working from home. And I just want to say thank you, Heather. And you and I will talk again soon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.